We have a lot to talk about, guys. We've got Jack trying to figure out what he wants, Lucifer being a butthole, and Bobby Mary feels? I don't know. Stay tuned after that opening.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Where is it? Yes. Oh. I just want to let this play just for a little bit. Just a little bit. Hold on.
Let it wash over you.
Oh, it's so good.
Don't you cry no
more. What is up, everybody? After Buzzers, Supernatural fans, viewers, and lovers just like us on the show. Welcome to the Supernatural After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking about that finale, season 13. Yeah. Yo, it has been nuts. And the other person who went nuts during this episode, it's me, Alexis Torres. Hey, y'all. I'm so happy that you guys are here. I'm so happy that we're going to talk about it because I have some problems, but I also have some praises. It's about to be a whole show.
Problems and praises.
But I can't do my problems and praises without the man, the myth, the legend, Michael Young.
Oh, yeah. And I have three coasters ready for this episode, so you better be prepared. I'm psyched. I'm very psyched. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm ready to roll.
Guys, I'm so happy that you guys can join us live. So everyone who's in the live chat, thank you so much for joining us for our finale. If you are not sharing out this link, you should, because you should get other people who just watched the finale or is just watching it now to join in so we can freaking talk about it.
Yeah.
So we're about to dive in because we're talking about let the good times roll.
We're about to dive in.
You want me to do it?
Hit us with it.
I have to do it. It's tradition. I'm about to dive in. Okay, sorry. Even though I don't like that man, but you know. That line is just so good.
It's got
it. It is. It's good.
Speech.
It's
just,
anyway, so again, thank you guys so much for joining us. We were talking about let the good times roll. So we're going to talk about, I want to actually start with a question.
Okay.
Because I was confused because I don't know if it was our recording or we missed something when the show started. Because when the show started, everyone was in normal clothes, which is great. We were all
flanneled up.
Hey, man, that's why I have the flannel on today. I got my boys on my shirt. It's beautiful. I'm very happy right now. But I didn't understand because as Sam was catching everybody up and things, which I loved the opening scene of like, so you've got that dummy from The Apprentice who's your president, and you guys have a woman falling in love with a fish, and I can't remember what that third option was.
Polar ice caps melting.
Oh yeah, the polar ice caps are melting, and you call our world apocalypse, you know, world. And I was like, okay.
It's like, well, at least everything's in color here.
I mean, they don't know that. Maybe they do.
Maybe
I don't know.
Like, wow,
everything's so bright and colorful here.
Wow.
The clouds are so nice here.
Beautiful.
Not full of red lightning and things and blood, you know, just soaking
no
into the ground.
No fireballs just flying all over the place.
And angels trying to kill us. It's great. Mm. But the thing is, I didn't understand how much time has passed. And that's what I want to know from you guys is that I was trying to figure out if we could see the chat, if that's possible, because my phone's acting up. And so is Michael's. If someone can tell us if there was how much of a time jump there was. Is this right after we got there? Has it been a few weeks? Because
because it seems like it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, because Maggie, before I jump into it, not detailed thoughts, but thoughts on the episode as a whole, sir.
We probably had maybe the best 15 minutes of Supernatural in a very long time, maybe top three moments. Because there was like a stretch of like 15 minutes in this episode where
it
was like,
it brought back classic Supernatural
for
me.
Yeah, it was like, this was solid.
It was insane.
So I'm very happy with this episode. There's, you know, some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michael wouldn't even let me talk about it. That was so rude.
No talking.
It's going to happen, though.
No.
I'm a lead. I will do whatever I please on the show. I'm just kidding.
It was amazing.
I will mention it.
Everything was super cool, and nothing looked weird or funny.
No, negative. Negative, sir. Opposite. Complete opposite. Either way, we'll get into it later. So, I was confused because when Maggie died, pretty much, like, straight up, like not beat to death, but pretty freaking close.
Yeah.
Like, her head was squished in. Like, it was bad. They said that she snuck out because she had a crush on a boy. Her friend did. And I was like, okay. So, one or two things. Again, did I miss something where they said, like, it's been... Okay, so Ivan says it feels like it's been a few weeks at most. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if time has, like, was there a thing that was like 5 weeks later or something? Like, nope. I feel like I missed that. Either way, we can tell that time has passed because clearly people understand what's happening. Everyone's in normal clothes. They're just kind of all hanging out in their little cliques and stuff.
You know, got your flannel popping, you know.
Yeah, again, flannel, just looking good. But yeah.
Supernatural is keeping the flannel market, like,
Every time I go to a store, I'm like, I could use an extra flannel. I mean, you know, I do a Supernatural show. I can always use one of those. I look good in flannel. I like the boys, I feel. But yeah, it was just so confusing to me. I don't know if anybody else felt the same way, but I was lost because I was just like, okay, I guess it's been a month, a couple weeks.
Yeah, because, you know, Catch was off doing Catch things.
Which they said, Rowena and Charlie, the gingers, off are thing. Off to do trouble.
Hopefully.
Double trouble.
Hopefully not too much. Hopefully Charlie can keep her, like, reined in.
But I want to know what's happening with that. Don't do too much. How did they get there? How was it like, okay, well, I'm going to go leave and start my own stuff. Let me come with you? Like, how? How did that friendship start?
Like, maybe it was like, hey, you're cool. I like witch stuff, and you're a witch. And she was like, all right, cool. And then they just drove off.
Yo, I don't know. But it was
or
very...
Or maybe, like, she was like, let me tell you about this movie called Thelma and Louise.
Okay. don't get my lesbian fantasies up in a bunch, okay? It's great. Yeah, it was so strange. I was just like, okay, I guess we're all... I mean, that's fine, because it makes sense for a finale. Sometimes you can't get all the actors together. Sometimes you can. You know, it's cool. It's totally fine. And it threw me off. What's up?
Derek, is that correct? Is that the same convent, really? It's the same place where Sam... killed Lilith? Is that really the same?
It looked familiar, but I thought that was just like me just like not paying.
That could have been cool. That's a dope drop if that's the place.
I'm assuming so if everyone's starting to notice it. But for me, it looked familiar and I was like, this place seems familiar, but I couldn't put my couldn't put a pin in it. And I was just like, I don't know. But I also feel like we also use a lot of sets.
Yeah.
That might be the same. So yeah. I'm going to
reuse this.
I also watch a lot of TV. So I could be like, that could have been from that SVU or, you know, Once Upon a Time in Mexico. I don't know. Like, I don't trust my brain because I feel like everything, everything kind of like meshes together. So I just wanted to make sure. But yes, thank you. Yeah. I thought that was really, really cool. That's a really great way to bring it full circle, which I believe somebody said in there, or it ended where it began. Thank you, Jacob.
Cool.
So things like that. I think that's really, really cool. But yeah, I was a little confused. I do have another question, though. Second question, by the way.
Ooh.
I have a lot of questions in this episode.
See, I have no questions.
Did Mary and Bobby, was there a thing? Were we feeling some sparks?
Yeah.
A little bit of energy happening? Tell me.
Well, they were walking, and, you know, he was giving her a vibe like, you know, I don't want to go back.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to leave this world.
Because there's something beautiful about this place.
Mm-mm.
When I look into your
eyes. No, he didn't say that.
Okay, he didn't say that part. But he was thinking it. It was in his mind, all right? It was in his head. He was, like, looking at her. He gave her a look, and, you know, she didn't run from it. She didn't run.
I mean, true.
She was like, you know, true. She was like, you know, I can find love, too. And I'm, you know what? I'm not
and
mad
then
at
a dead
that.
Girl just, like, ruined everything. That's not true. I mean, obviously, it ruined the moment.
They were
about
to hold hands, and then and
maybe
then
even just, like, a
girl.
Small little, and, oh, no. We have one of our own. She's dead.
Dead.
But, I mean, I was really worried about Maggie because I didn't know if we were going like a human route at this point.
Yeah.
And it did hurt me a little bit when her friend was like, you said this place was safe. I was like, girl, bring it in. Yeah, I don't know this girl's name. Get real close. Just because you're on a different universe, Earth, whatever the hell you want to call it, Earth 2, Earth 4, I don't care. There's always going to be something trying to kill you or bad things happening.
Yeah.
You're never going to find a perfect Earth unless
maybe she slipped on some moss. You know what I'm saying? It was out there.
Yeah,
wet,
you never know.
Slippery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe she had some slick shoes on. You know?
Yeah.
Gotta protect
yourself. Or she was running from something and then fell and then hurt herself. We don't know. Or, again, there could just be terrible humans here. Like, you know, you guys are not all the greatest. You guys are just killing people all the time. Like, you know? It was
stop acting like this was supposed to be a place where, like, nothing bad happened ever.
Mm. Yeah, so, it's
especially after the rundown that Sam gave them. So
yeah, I mean, come on, like, really think about it.
I mean, come on, man, polarized caps. so.
Yeah, our Cheeto of a president. Like, it's just, we're not all great and gravy over here. That's just how that works. Anywhoozle, I just really want my female characters to be better in this show. It drives me. We have Rowena. Mary is dope.
Rowena dope.
And Charlie. But remember, we also didn't have Joey Charlie. Too.
Jody's just in South Dakota.
But also the fact that they decided to take, they're not going to go through with Wayward Sisters, which also makes me upset.
Yeah.
Which I was like, if you're going to take away an all-female cast, you better put some strong females in my show. Just saying. But speaking of strong females, before we move on, I want to talk about our leader and this amazing woman, Marie Menounos. She has a podcast. It's called Conversations with Marie Menounos Podcast Edition, and it's hosted every Friday on iTunes. It features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets, tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Marie Menounos, and tell everyone that you talk to that it was us from the Supernatural After Show, because it's the last one.
That's right.
The last one. That's you gotta tell her.
No mo.
That we sent you there.
That's it.
Be sure to rate, comment, and subscribe. Again, it's for free. Free 99. And it's Conversations, again, Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. And the all thing, right. And the thing.
I got a Maria question again.
Oh, no.
We asked one yesterday. Oh, gotta ask one again.
Okay.
If Maria was in Supernatural.
I think that she would be okay. She has a good backup system.
In this episode.
Oh, this episode. I don't know.
In this episode, do you think she can make it?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, okay.
I think she can handle herself. I'm not worried.
Now, do you think she would go with, like, Ketch or, like, Bobby or, like, Rowena and stuff? Do you think, you know?
I think that would be really cool to see Maria and Rowena together. I think that would be pretty dope. That's just me, though. But she is a female, like a strong female character. I could get behind.
Okay,
like,
fine.
That's all I need. Anyway,
she won't be dead.
A character I can't get behind, but the writing was really good for Lucifer.
Yes, the dynamic between
Lucifer,
Jack, Lucifer, even the brothers and stuff was this, like, straight flames.
When Lucifer landed onto the scene.
Between that and the moment that ugh. Michael was choking Dean was probably some of the best, like, 10-15 minutes of Supernatural. At least top five.
It was that, like, at that moment I was like, this is good. This is my favorite episode of the entire season. This is insane. I mean, besides the Scooby-Doo episode, that was pretty close to my heart.
Yeah.
I really like that. But for writing, acting, all that kind of stuff, this episode really took it for me.
Yeah.
But again, we'll get into the things I didn't like. I'm trying to stay positive for now. But anyway,
positivo.
So I want to put Jack, Lucifer, and Michael kind of all in the same dynamic here. I love that one, we called it. We were like, Lucifer clearly is going to come back. Jack's like, I mean, after, so hold on.
What was Jack like again?
So Jack is obviously going through a hard time because he's going through the nightmares, just like if anyone who's gone through war or a battle or something traumatic in their life where they've seen a lot of death.
Dealing with things.
It's a thing. It's PTSD to a point. No, correct. It's PTSD. And so, you know, I love that Dean and him have a moment where he talks to him about it and they really, you know, especially because it was kind of like going back to the first episode of him being on the bed self-harm, because remember he was trying to hurt himself before. And Dean being that kind of that next level or that pushing through the wall of, you know, letting him know, like, hey.
And I loved the growth on Dean.
Oh, so
remember,
nice.
Dean wanted to kill him.
Yeah,
so hot.
Immediately. But I'm happy that we like I said, it was kind of like a mirror image of them talking on the bed and just being like, hey, you know, things happen. This is normal. Yeah. Like, it's very human of you.
And
to
what did he call him? What did he call him?
Oh, so this is where I was like, okay, Michael, this is where this can go two ways.
Yep.
One, this could either mean that Jack is in it for real. Like, this is it. He's going to be with us for a couple more seasons.
Yeah.
Or he going to die because he said, we family.
We family.
And I was like, no! If you give him the Fast and Furious speech, he going to die.
Yo, but see, I was right. I was like, when you give the Fast and Furious speech, that means that you're going to drive a car through a building.
Building, yeah.
Land on another building.
Lord.
And then through another building.
Stop that.
And then land on that building. That's... Hey. And they did it.
I mean, they did. They didn't drive through buildings. I mean, they didn't drive through buildings. But he did survive, so I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was really worried. I was like, that's getting really heart to hearts. There's a lot of family being thrown around, because then when he dies, it's going to hurt even worse. And I'm like, I don't know if I can handle it.
Miss me and everything. Oh,
I was like, not.
Try to get a tear from your boy, but I was like, don't you go nowhere.
No, I mean, we were only like, 10 minutes in, and I was like, what are you doing to a supernatural writer? Break back. But yeah, so obviously, Jack gets upset when he finds out about Maggie. He's like, you know, we find out that she snuck out for some boy. He goes straight to the Quickie Mart, is what
the
I call it.
The most boniest, lankiest boy. The most
like,
non-homicidal boy.
Please don't kill this skinny brother on this show.
As a matter of fact, you can't kill brothers two episodes back to back. You just can't do that.
No, you can't. Nah, you already killed one, and he was an old. He was an old bucket.
Yeah, so like, they was going to try to get like a young brother. They was like, it's two different worlds. It don't count.
I wasn't ready. I was like, if this man, especially because like the image it portrays is really not good. So I was like, please don't do the supernatural writers. You're hitting a weird line here. I understand that it's supernatural, but you don't do it.
So he was just working at the Quickie Mart, man.
But I love how he threw him up against the wall, and the glass broke. He looked like he was in a lot of pain, and then he was like being choked and everything. And then when he let go, because Dean shot him, I was like, did this man just put two bullets?
That would be
three bullets in his back.
Gotta get his attention.
But I loved it. He turned around and he's like, you shot me?
He's like, yes, I had to get your attention.
But I love that whole, like, again, we've talked about this before with the whole mom and dad dynamic between good dad and bad dad. Or not bad
good
dad.
Good dad and bad dad.
I mean, good dad. I don't want to say soft dad and hard dad either. It's more along the lines of tough love and more of a nurturing love, where Sam is like trying to tell Jack and trying to calm him down.
And
things
Dean
like
had
that.
To pop his hand. For
yeah, it was just like a quick, hey, you know, like you know that little flick behind the ear. At least that's what my dad used to do. Hey, quit it. But I love how Cass is like, run in there, try to grab him, and he's like, nope.
He's like,
yeah, I'm busy. and I was like, oh, Uncle Cass, he's trying so hard.
Yo, Cass,
so I had to put him on the back.
Can we get Cass back to like regular strength?
No, because he keeps fighting himself. He's losing energy. He's losing light. He's losing grace because he has to keep fighting copies of himself. We need to quit it. He's doing too much.
Yeah, it's like that movie with Jet Li. Once he kills all the copies of himself, then he'll be back to regular strength.
Yeah.
It's going to make him stronger. That's why he had to kill Nazi Cass.
Also, poor Cass hasn't had like a good sleep. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know,
he needs a break. He needs to be on the beach. You know, like Dean said earlier.
He could use a bed and breakfast, you know.
Yeah. Straight up, more of the wire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just hanging out, just doing his thing.
But I do like that that moment that Dean and Sam had, too, talking about the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it shows some growth. This episode made us realize how much everyone grew from episode
one. Especially from that flashback we saw in the middle of this episode. I was like, oh, my God, look at these fetus boys. Oh, young.
Fetus boys.
That's what I call them.
Hashtag fetus boys.
Don't hashtag that. That's awful. I just did it because they look like babies, you know, is what I was saying. They're like, oh, my God, look at you. You used to look like a fetus. Anyway.
Used to look like a fetus.
I said it.
Hashtag.
No, stop hashtagging like fetus. Don't do that. Anyway, so Jack obviously is having moments where he's like, oh, my God, you know, I don't know what to do because I keep hurting people. Yeah. And I don't want to hurt people. And again, we went back to that self-harm thing where he was hitting himself, and it also really speaks to like Catholicism in certain areas, if you've ever seen not like now, I mean like back in the day where people used to, you know,
they would like rip their backs and stuff
when they did something that was sinful or hurtful or things like that, or well to them it was very sinful, but in this aspect I thought that was interesting. But it also really speaks as a teenager or someone who's obviously going through something that usually a person who's just trying to punish themselves will hit themselves or cut themselves, which is what Jack has had to kind of go through.
And it was kind of similar to the moment Boys from the Hood, where Cuba Gooding Jr., he got pulled over by the cop, and he went home, and he was, like, swinging at stuff. You know what I'm saying? You had that same kind of moment.
It's just you're trying to get things out. It was crazy. But, again, I liked, that's the thing that I think that's the one thing that makes me angry about this season, is we got Jack as, like, a main player.
Yeah.
And we didn't use him. at all. He had moments where we got to see his powers, but it was so spread out in the thing. One, we didn't get to really get to know Jack on a different level, because if we did, he was either doing stuff behind the scenes, and by the time we got there, he's like, oh, I already did it. You know, yeah. I would have liked to see him go through all this war and see him grow as a character and go through. I mean, it's awful to say that, like, oh, I want to watch him, like, suffer. But, like, that's what makes, I want to see that arc. You know what I mean? I feel like his arc stopped when he got there.
And then we just left it there. But then we saw how powerful
he
is.
But that's the thing. I hate that we had to wait till the last episode to get this. I would have rather known that.
Didn't you think it was?
No, I thought it was great. I love what they're doing with the character Jack now after this episode. I feel like if he was one of those where they just kind of like threw him to the side kind of thing and he's like knocked out or dead, I would have been upset because I would have been like, you guys didn't use him to his full potential. I thought this was going to be a huge Nephilim season.
Yeah.
But we didn't do that. It was a Michael.
Nah.
It was a Michael Archangel / alternate universe.
Because we got the alternate universe. We got the angels were dying. Mm. We got, you know, ass.
It took Modeus. It took two seasons to get this Nephilim out of somebody's belly into the world. Like,
out of fetus position into walking around.
Art master Austin Prophet. I hope I said that right. Alexis, do you think Dean would kill Jack to save Sam? I think so, but I feel like he would try everything in his power to kind of, you know, try to save them both. Hence why he did the thing that he did. But we'll get to that. Yeah. So obviously Michael shows up. We're dealing with all this crazy stuff. Jack finds Lucifer. Lucifer's like, hey.
He's like, hey.
Weren't you supposed to be dead?
I want you to be my son, and we're going to be happy, and we're going to be so
And of
nice.
Course, it's like perfect timing after Jack is going through these feelings of feeling like he's just hurting people that he loves, and he doesn't know what to do. And Lucifer's like, you don't need to be here. We can go anywhere you want.
It's gonna be wonderful.
And I was just like, and I already knew. I was like, this is not going to be good.
Yeah, because I was like, why is I?
I was like, why is he trying so hard?
Why are you being so TV dad?
Because
Lucifer was really, really trying hard on that TV dad.
Well, so that's why I was thinking that there had to be some sort of deal or something that they were going to use Jack for later.
Yeah.
And he was trying to coax him into doing something, and then eventually maybe his power will be completely open or something, which is kind of what we got in this one, but not the same. I definitely thought that they were going to use Jack and he would end up dying from doing it, and he's like, as long as I get to save you guys, it's fine. You know, some sort of sacrificial thing, which he almost did at the end.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad he survived, thank goodness. I still have questions, but it's fine. But Michael is just ripping through everything at this point. He I don't think that boy is alive anymore in that Quickie Mart because he blew that up.
Oh yeah, he blew that.
I mean, he blew it out.
Up.
Yeah, but
nah, he's dead.
Okay,
he's dead.
That's unfortunate. Nate, my brother, I'm sorry.
Nate, going to that.
I mean, technically, Michael's also my brother, but I was like, we also don't need that.
Yeah, see, Nate, you're going to that beautiful supermarket in the sky.
That's unoccupied because there's no angels.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
I mean, there's souls up there, but there's no angels.
There's a couple angels left. There's a few.
All right.
They haven't started falling just yet. So.
Yeah, so of course Jack is gone. Lucifer's trying to show him all the beauty that is on this world and others. They bring up a Star Wars reference. We both rolled our eyes because we're huge Star Wars fans.
Yeah, and also because we were like, you're lying.
Yeah, no, straight up. Like,
you're
it was
like
so
super
cheesy.
Lying.
So
and we
cheesy.
Know you're lying. He doesn't know.
Oh, yeah. It was ridiculous. I was just like,
oh, please.
I'm like, oh, Lucy boy, leave Jackie boy alone. Like, straight up, leave him alone. But at this point, Michael has found the bunker, which I was like, man, people are just finding this bunker.
Yep. Well, remember they were scouting around and they had to kill Maggie or whatever.
Yeah.
So they were scouting
clearly,
around. They already found it.
Yeah.
You know.
Still.
So,
I'm just like, y'all, you need to find a different way.
There's something about
warding.
If you have a base and your show is on the CW, people going to walk up in it.
Yeah, it's just going to be,
you know,
I don't know how many times they had to rebolt that door. People just explode and stuff. Right, like, right. It's
open
just,
this door real quick.
Yeah,
like,
can we?
Like, when he came through, I was like, first thing, that door costs money.
Every time, because that's not like, it's not a wooden door.
Yeah,
it's a steel door.
Yeah, you think I just put that back on the hinges? Like,
I mean, maybe Cass does something. Maybe he melts it. I don't know. Like, you never know what's happening. I just thought it was very interesting. Yeah. But, of course, as this is happening, when Michael shows up, I forgot to bring up the point that when Jack says, okay, I'll go with you, but under one condition, he brings Maggie back.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that we didn't get, like, a Maggie goes evil moment.
Yeah.
Thank God. Because I was like, I don't think I would have been able to handle that.
Yeah, it's like, we don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that. She's just going to be a little shooken up, which is fine. She has to work through that with Mary and everybody else that's in the bunker, if everyone's still okay. True. But yeah, so of course, you know, Bobby was like, I'm going to call the boys, because Mary's like, call them right now.
Yeah.
And Mary's like, are you sure this is a good idea? And he's like, I can hear you. But I didn't understand why he was hesitant. I thought it was because that she would return
but
terribly.
But now we know.
Oh, that was great.
He was like, I'm not telling because somebody going to be snitching.
And she did.
Yeah, she snitched
so quickly.
Almost immediately.
I mean, the good he was probably thinking, okay, well, she didn't see my face, so it should be fine. But you also forget my dude. Your eyes closed.
Yeah. And she was like Barbecue Becky in that piece. When she came back to life, she was like, I'm telling on everybody.
Wow, you had to bring up that meme? Yeah. Wow, talk about current events. We were talking about current events earlier. That's extremely current.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Telling on everybody.
Oh, just telling everybody. She's using charcoal.
Using charcoal to kill people? Ha. We're telling on you. That's right.
We're just going to use that ghost for a moment.
There you go.
God, I love that sound.
We got two more, and we got a special. But
Hold on.
I got to put it out there for the snitching.
Anyway, so Maggie.
No snitching.
Maggie has to.
Unless you're telling on the devil, then definitely.
That's fine.
It's not snitching.
So Maggie tells, I didn't see his face, but I saw his eyes. And that was immediately enough for us to be like, well, Lucifer did it.
Lucifer did this.
That was so quick. And then.
Everybody was like, Yeah, we know.
You don't have to go anywhere. You can go. Go have some hot cocoa. Go enjoy the rest of your day. I hope that everything's fine. If you need anything, call us. Yeah. And then we get to. Obviously, when Michael shows up, he looks like he's... Okay, so I will use one of my coasters for this.
Go on.
This is mostly... It has to be done through movie magic because of the fact that we can't have Dean just not talk. But he's done it before where he's gotten hurt with his windpipe or something like that, and he'll be a little scraggly. Yo, he coughed, and that was it. And then his voice was back to normal. Did you hear that crunch? Did you hear it when Michael grabbed his throat? And crunched it?
Dean, his bones are stronger than they look, all right?
Done. No. Delete. Deny. It's done. No. Impact it. Delete. Like, I just, no.
Control, alt, delete.
Oh, like, yeah. Just literally just boop, boop. Yeah, no. Hell no. That was definitely a, the fans won't care. I'm like, I care. Continuity, you son of a bitch. Upset. But that's me. I'm very nitpicky. So I was just like, really, no? But it's fine.
Yeah, she was nitpicking on something else, but I held her back, guys. I held her back.
It's going to happen. You're going to hear it in a few seconds. This is exactly
it's probably gonna be another
Dean should have sounded like because his windpipe was crushed anyway.
But he has a strong, like, windpipe structure.
We're not doing this. He screamed. Like, he did it. Like, no, his windpipe should have been messed up. I'm just saying. Anyway, we're moving on. It's not that big of a deal. to me, it is, but not to everybody else. So, Sam does the usual thing, which is, please, Jack, if you can hear me, if you can hear this prayer, please.
Yeah.
We need you. And he does.
And Jack was like, hark.
I love hark the Sam
do I,
sings.
Do I hear something?
Yeah. I thought, as a person who loves the TV show Psych, when he was doing this,
yo.
I was like, okay, either two things.
Psych is,
one,
I didn't even know you like Psych, but now we hear it. We're going to get
yeah.
That. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about that. I can talk about that show for days. just, come on, son. Anyway. so.
Who's
B? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyway. Or I was thinking of Dragon Ball, so I thought he was going to just. You know, like, you would hear the wings flutter in the background. I was like, he did it. He's Goku. Like, it's one of those moments. Anyway, so he kind of saves everybody for a split second. But we get this amazing conversation.
Yes.
You guys, this is where, for me, where I was like, this is my favorite episode of the season. Because this writing right here, whoever wrote this argument between Lucifer and Jack, it was
amazing.
It was beautiful.
It was
mostly
pulled
because
off wonderfully. Like,
yes, the actors were so great. This is, again, why I wanted to see more of the actor Jack, because he did so well. He went from crying and hitting himself to wanting to... He crushed Michael's brain, everything.
His body is like blood.
Yeah, blood coming out of every, you know, orifice on his body. Like,
he was just
It was great.
Crushed him up, you know
and
what I'm saying?
And I love it because we had that moment of where maybe Lucifer really wants to... connect. I'm not saying anybody actually did. We're all smart people. We all know this. But you never know. General public could have been watching and would have been like, oh, I've never watched, you know.
Oh, yeah, like, oh, you know.
He seems like he's trying, or giving him the benefit of the doubt that he's trying. But we know that we're like, nah, 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 son.
Yeah, something ain't right, because we know he made a deal.
But I really love that it went from him, like, trying to hide it and then immediately going, you know what, F this. Yes, humans suck. And you, and he's like, well, I'm half human. Well, that's your problem. And I went,
He was like, you're just like your mom or something.
And like, I was like, oh, that's it. Mama's boy's about to wreck your entire life.
Don't you never, ever talk about mamas. Mm-hmm. All right? Mamas are always off limits, man. Just can't talk about
mamas.
Can't
do that. No.
Can't do that.
I mean, parents in general. Because, I mean, there's some people who might not have a mom but have a dad. And if you bring that up, it's endgame. But yeah, we had a moment and I was like, oh my God, this is happening. He's going to put him in his place. Even Lucifer even got frustrated and even yelled and then just goes, you know what? I'm tired of this. Pulls out the knife, cuts him, and takes his grace. What?
Yo.
And I was like, oh, Supernatural got me.
Jack needs to keep his guard up.
But he,
and this is where my second coaster is coming from.
Okay, go for it. We only have a few more minutes.
Jack, I need you. Look. Keep your guard up, all right? You want to kill Michael? The way you're going to kill Michael is by keeping your guard up, man. You got to watch your back and stay focused and ready at all times. All
right?
You didn't even notice. You didn't even notice him drop the knife. See, because he could have came at you to be like, ow! And block it.
The handshake.
Like, be like, ah! No, Lucifer. Not my house, devil.
I mean, that's what I wanted. I wanted him to be like, not today, Satan. Just for like, not today, just Satan. To be silly about it. But no. But I mean, you know, it's just, it was an Anakin moment where I was like, I want you to do something. But I loved the writing for Lucifer there. That was so good.
Yeah.
So he takes Jack. Sam obviously has to hitch a ride as per usual, Winchester fashion. And then Dean makes the ultimate decision. And this is where we get that crazy flashback of young Sam and Dean.
And hashtag.
And we get to see
feed his faces.
Yeah. And we get to see, stop it. No hashtag. Don't use that. The fact that we get to see Gabriel one last time. Oh. I mean, I know that the actor is directing a lot of the episodes, but still. And he's telling. But no, but I love, because I loved that story arc of knowing that Sam was Lucifer's vessel and Dean is Michael's. I love that. So it was really cool to kind of bring
that
back.
And then Ruby had him drinking all that, like, demon blood.
That was a lot.
That was crazy.
That was a lot. Mm. Sorry.
It was drinking it like Ovaltine, but.
Wow. Really bringing it back. I haven't had that since I was a kid.
I do what I can.
So Dean makes a decision. He's like, no, I'm your vessel. So use me, since obviously your meat bag isn't working. And Cass is like, question. How about no?
Should we do this?
Should we do this? I feel like we can't trust Michael. No, we have a deal. We're going to handshake and it's going to make everything better because I'm Dean Winchester.
I'll let you have this coaster. I'll let you. Or no,
no, no, no.
I don't
want
you
saving
your coaster.
No, no,
I know.
No, no.
All right, cool. So we won't coaster this, but look. Come on, man. Come on. Look. Come on, son. All right?
Come on, son.
Come on, son.
Come here, child.
Like,
it was hard, but I feel like at this point we didn't know what was happening. Oh, babyface Winchesters. I'll take that. That's a good hashtag.
If we've learned anything from a player named Gus, what we've learned is that you cannot trust.
Gus.
Yeah, you cannot trust an archangel who has been killing everybody in his world and then comes to your world talking about, I'm gonna kill everything. All right.
Either way.
You just can't.
Anyway, so Dean's like, we don't have any other choice. I'm like, all right, okay, well, I guess that's what we're going with. Sure. And I'm like, this is not gonna end well. So, of course, we end up in that same church, which you guys were talking about in the chat. Jack is very injured, does not have his grace. He's very unpowerful right now. Also, there was so much blood just on his entire being. I was like, whoa. I mean, it's his time.
Yeah, he was getting
He's a Winchester now. Yeah. He has to. It's like a rite of passage to just be your nose or your...
Up.
Yeah, you have to be bleeding. That's just how that works. It's true. I feel like every episode, one of them has to be bleeding. So he's definitely initiated for sure. But Lucifer's obviously feeling himself. He's like, okay, we're going to do, you know, if you guys want to get out of this or you want to save the universe, you're going to have to kill... One person has to die, and it can't be me. So here you go. Figure it out. And of course, Sam's like, you do it. You kill me. Yeah, I want you to do it. I want you to kill me.
I want you to kill me.
Because you're the only one that can come back and get Lucifer. And
of
course...
He was right.
True.
But true. Sam, I feel like Sam throws his life away. Like,
no, the Winchesters do this all the time.
Yeah. I'm like, come on.
I feel like there should be an animation where it's like, no, Dean, no, Sam, no, Dean, no, Sam. It's just like throwing themselves on top of each other, and then all the evil things in the world are just like.
Like, what are they doing?
What are we doing right now? Are we just, okay, I guess we'll just let them do it. No, Dean, no, Sam, no, Dean, no, Sam. And it's just like just a hot mess. Sometimes Cass in there. Yeah, they're like, get out of here, Cass.
No, Cass, you can't do
this. No, you can't do this. It's just between Winchesters. And you're like, okay. But then we have that moment where Jack's like, I'm going to do it. Which, it makes sense. I'm not going to lie, y'all. I had a little bit moment where I sniffed when he goes, I love you. And yeah, thank you. And I was like, oh!
When he said, I love you, I was just like,
we're doing it. It's happening.
I love you too, man.
Oh my God. Yeah, just holding it in. And then a shining, beautiful light, and it's Dean, who looks dope as hell with them big wings. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
It's about to go down.
It's about to go down.
Oh, so excited. And.
Here we go.
iTunes listeners, I'm holding my last coaster.
Go ahead. Go and give it to him. I'll allow
Supernatural.
It.
We only have a minute left, and I'm going to use this right now.
Go ahead.
I know it's not completely your fault. I'm going to say that it was harness work and acting and timing, but what the hell was that fight scene? I do not understand the wire work. It has not been your first time using wires before. I don't know if it's just because it was late. I don't know if the harnesses were awful. One, that Lucifer run, took me way out of the episode.
His Lucifer run, you're like.
You know that meme? That's what I was thinking of. And I was like, please.
I was like, what are they doing?
What are you doing? Two, again, I understand for men, doing wire work with harnesses is hard because you have hardware that gets in the way.
Yeah, it's all up in your stuff.
Yeah, so I understand that it's probably very, very uncomfortable. But yo, y'all have been doing this for 13 seasons. I need you to get it in gear. I don't know if it was a different team. I don't know what was going on. You need to take this coaster, take my advice, and step it up!
Look, and you know what? I'm going to follow that with another coaster. Look, don't you ever do a flying fight scene again. Ever. That was the slowest.
That fall?
He was like.
And we're just going to throw some color to make it look like it's something crazy.
Yeah, and I feel like Sam was down there watching him like.
Wow, we are. You know that meme where SpongeBob is up against the wall and he's like.
Yeah.
That's literally what I thought Sam and Jack were doing.
Yeah,
because like,
it was.
Wow,
it was
we're still
not,
up there. Especially because like he was holding Dean, but he was like laying down, but he wasn't completely laying down. Yeah, so you can tell that someone was like holding him up. And I was like, yo, this was mess. Such a hot mess.
After such a strong episode, how are you going to come with such weak, like the second, when they were watching it on screen, when they're on set, you know, they have their screens and everything, they're watching. When they were watching, they should have been like, let's retool this. But maybe they didn't have time because, you know, TV schedules are hectic. But it was
insane.
It was tough.
It was awful. And it made me really sad. But it's fine because the way that it ended is Michael, obviously, which we all called it, is he pulled back on his deal. And now Michael is running around with Dean's vessel. That's how we ended the show.
But he's looking pretty dapper, though.
I like his new look. Pretty dapper. I think it's great. I'm going to miss the plaid and the jackets, but
he'll be in
it's okay.
He'll be in the next performance of Newsies.
Oh my God. Like, that hat did not help.
That hat he's very Newsies-ish, so.
Yeah. We don't have time for predictions, but I know that if you want to know what we think of the next season, pretty much, I think you should tweet at us because hello. This show means a lot to us. Like I said, we've been watching since season one.
And it's never coming back. No, I'm just playing. It's coming back.
There is clearly a season 14. That's our news and gossip, if you want to say it, if you didn't know already, for people who are watching. That
AfterBuzz TV news.
There is a season 14. We are getting one. I am sad that the Wayward Sisters is not going to be picked up, which makes me really, really sad, because I really wanted that show to work. But again, I'm hoping that means that season 14 is going to be more female characters that are actually good characters.
Yeah, they'll probably like
we have Jody,
in, which makes sense.
Yeah, but I want more of them just in my screen all the time. Not like when we need Rowena, when we need Jody, when we need, you know, Mary. Like, I want them to be there all the time. Mary was there for a bit. And so was Rowena for a bit, but they're always killing off other ones. Yeah. I want strong villains too.
Yeah.
Lilith, hello, but she was also a child. So like
she was
you
like
know,
a little kid that was evil. I'm on the fence about the Wayward Sisters because I love Jody. one of the little kids kind of got on my nerves. But I'm love Jody.
We didn't have
swap
time.
Her out. We can swap that
We
girl.
Didn't have time to get to know them yet. You know what I'm saying?
She was whack, man. Was
oh,
whack.
Damn, that's unfortunate.
And that other girl died for her? Man.
I mean, yeah, that was a lot. Anyway, we obviously can't talk about this here, but
give
we...
Jody new daughters.
Oh, that's messed up. But also, you know, whatever. But we're happy that you guys were able to hang out with us for this season. I know it's been kind of crazy because our schedules kept changing, hosts kept changing. But I'm really happy that you guys stuck it out. I hope that you guys will be able to talk to, you know, us about what you think the next season is going to be. Because at this point, I don't really know what's going to happen. But Jack survived. No, literally everyone survived. Only the villains died. Which is pretty new.
And the way Lucifer died was boss.
It was
like
dope.
The flames and the eyeballs and everything. That was
great.
Cool.
It was great. And I'm like, finally, he's dead. He ain't coming back. And I'm okay with it. But anyway.
Chuck's coming back.
The people.
He'll be back.
I need Chuck to come back. I need to know what the hell's going on. But what I want people to come back to is your social media to find out what you're doing.
Yeah.
While we wait for season 14.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at One Youngstin, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. And Nerd Soul on YouTube, N-E-R-D-S-O-U-L. If you want to talk about some geeky pop culture stuff, holla at a player.
Yes, and you guys can find me all over social media at Atores890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. If you want to hear or see more of our faces, Michael and I, we're going to be covering the Billboard Music Awards live from my humble abode on Sunday.
Sunday.
So definitely check out
Sunday,
that.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
On that Nerd Soul. Yes, on that Nerd Soul.
Yeah.
I got it this time.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
And also check out if you love K-pop and things like that, which, why wouldn't you? I wrote a really cool article for Cafe Con Leche Nerds.
Yes.
It's a great website. You should check them out. They talk about all things. And it's also because there are a lot of Latin nerds out there that want to talk about stuff. So you should check them out. Guys, gals, and non-binary pals, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Again, season 14, we are not ready, but I hope you guys are. And we'll see you guys another time. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Baby face Winchesters.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.